Me and my mother and father and a grandmother and grandfather were driving through the desert at dawn, and a truckload of Indian workers had either hit another car or just, I don't know what happened, but there were Indians scattered all over the highway, bleeding. So the car pulls up and stops. That was the first time I tasted fear. I must have been bored. Like a child, like a flower. His head is just floating in the breeze. And the reaction I get now, thinking about looking back, is that the souls and the ghosts of those dead Indians, maybe one or two of them, were just running around, freaking out, and just leaped into my soul. And they're still in it.
Shake dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. And we laugh like soft, mad children, smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. The music and voices are all around us. Enter again the sweet forest. Enter the hot dream. Come with us. Everything is broken up and dances. Scattered on dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. We have assembled inside this ancient and insane theater to propagate our lust for life and flee the swarming wisdom of the streets. The barns are stormed, the windows kept, and only one of all the rest dance and save us with the divine mockery of words. Music inflames temperament. Oh, great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art and perfect our lives. We need great golden copulations. When the true king's murderers are allowed to roam free, a thousand magicians arise in the land. Where are the feasts we were promised?
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.